question whether it's appropriate to spend money to buy land in Eretz Yisrael, which will lay fallow, and this way you'll have the key in my mitzvah of Shvisas Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam considered it to be a key in my say. We suggested various reasons why perhaps such an obligation is a too strong a word, while such an inyan may not be the should not be the focus of our attention. We're looking for inyanim and kiyumim and chumras, which look elsewhere. Perhaps not there. Number one, there are many kiyumim in this world. We have to pick this one, especially if all shvitas matters are through Rabbanim. Number two, there's a question. The laws I say, Satcholos Israel. Pasuk says so. What if I plant your field? What's it in? What are you saying? I'll plant in your field. On a simple level, I'm over. So by the same token, it's arguable. We'll perhaps share a source later that disagrees, but Pshuto, if that's the case, if I don't plant in your field, I'm the kind of mitzvah to say to. If I do plant in your field, I'm over in the lav. So if I don't plant in your field, I'm the kind of the essay. So what do I have to buy my own field for? Argument number two. Number three, yes, it's true. The Rambam uses an expression, bitl asay, which indicates that it really is a kiyum asay if you leave the land fallow. However, if you look at Tosfos Yeshanim and Shabbos Chofeim and Aleph, they seem to say that Shabboson, which is comparable to much Shabbos and Yotif, is not a kiyum asay, as Rambam would have it, but an iser asay. And Isser HaSeh, it's the sugid of Esther Holose, a whole long sugid. That's the case, maybe by Shemitah too, so there's no such thing as a Kiyam HaSeh. So there's no Kiyam HaSeh, there's no mitzvah to get involved. You don't have land, it's just as good. Oh. So now, we had discussed yesterday, primarily the shiur was about the Tosfos Rid, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan, who seemed to say, like the as the Minchas Chinuch said, that Rabbi Elchanan writes as follows, quote, Timyeh b'shus Yisrael zeh kisha'acher choresh b'shvius have olav yisad d'araisim. What can be more clear than that? Shlomo Zalman tries to get out of Tosfos, but he has to agree that Tosfos Rabbi Elchanan is against him, and Pashas Tosfos also seems to be against him. Chazanish also quotes it, and the Ritva, which we were supposed to call yesterday in Shir. So the Ritva said that also seems to be saying that there's an Issa Daraisa along the lines of the Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan. And perhaps the Tosfos Rid backed out at the end. In one line, he backed out. Yeah, you see, he backed out in one line. That wouldn't be the first time that it happens. However, the Chazon Ish talks about this as well. See what he has to say. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman talks
about it at some length. Whether Tosis is the Chayra sounds like Rabbeinu Elchanan, and then says disagrees.
So I don't want to get involved. It's too complicated. But he has a 3 pages on it. That Nekuda. Look it up. Madani Eretz. But I want to read you from the Chazon Ish. That's what I do want to read you. Simen Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Chaf Hei. Talks about this Nekuda. And he says that according to Shita Asa,
Rabbeinu Elchanan, if a guy plants in my field, I'm in violation of a Doraisa. Aval, Barambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mavur, She'ein Asei D'Shvisa Al HaBailim. The fact that I own is not relevant. Ela, I would say Al HaOved, right? He phrased it differently. El Al HaOretz, V'HaOved Over Basei Avalo HaBailim. And what do you do with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah? As Daniel just said, Yeshafarash Kapirish HaToysus. Toysus is the way it's against the Rabbi Nochon suggests. Ulifuzem and HaTorah Yochol Yisrael Dayakum. But it's against the Pasuk. It says the Pasuk, Hey lo Nizra, v'lo Nesav is t'vua sel. What's what mean Nizra? Get a guy. What's the problem? What mean lo Nizra? Why lo Nizra? Get a guy. So that's Chazanish. Well, Schiras, Paul, and Akum Kosher. We know today they're throwing rocks, or worse. Or, Ven Yara Kol Maseges. Can't afford it. V'gam Lohoyu, B'neim B'zman Yeshuvim El Avodim. And Evan says, he can't use, only a Goy Mamish. That's how. See, he claimed that according to the Rambam, there's room to be lenient in this situation. Now, having said this, Chazanish, we go back to the previous Chazanish that we spoke about before, which is in Siman Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel. Read it one more time. Brackets. Ulinin Shvias Kosatos Gin Samurbeis, the Yeshkoach, and Nochel Afkil, the Mandami Yeshkinyan. And the question, of course, becomes why? He had prefaced his remarks by saying, by Trumus Maisu Bikurim, the mitzvos ninu. But all in Kalayim, Isuri ninu. We don't say Yeshkinyan. No, what about Shvias? Tzorchlo Matam, the Ikaro Asei Lahashpis Oretz. What's going on? It's Ikaro Asei, according to the Antosis, and as such, it's like Trumas and Maisim and Bikurim, not like Orl and Kilayim. And he says a Chiddush over here, it seems to be a Chiddush, that even though we learned earlier, certainly based upon the Rambam, that the Ikar Aveira is on the Oved, not on the Bailim, I thought Misvara. If the Iker Aveira is on the person who's doing it, it's like Shabbos. Shabbos Aretz. Shabbos, everyone agrees, Iker is a losa say, los hasko malach. So I thought, the way to say that the Iker is the mitzvah, is if you assume that fundamentally, it's a mitzvah on the land. Make sure the land isn't plowed. Oh, that I understand, that is a mitzvah. But if the fundamental problem is with the Bailim, with the Oved, I thought it's more of a negative, an Isser. Chazanish says no. That even if he's assuming we saw earlier, he's quoted the Rambam, it's a mitzvah on the Oved also, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, it didn't quote the introduction to the Minyan HaMitzvah, we discussed yesterday. Afal Piken, he says, at least perhaps, that Ikaro Asei Lahashpis Oretz. Okay, that's what he said. Can't argue. But then he says, maybe Efshad L'chuli Alma Ein Kinyanin Shvius, because no Gemara Fakert. Maybe Tosis is incorrect. V'chein behektish Noeg Shvius Kedama B'Yerushalmi Perek Zayin Depeya. You know, is Afkov a goy? Is Afkov hektish? But then he says, "Miu besuria, vada yesh kinyan afternoon shvius ukeditznan chala perik dalid mishnah zayin." We can argue it's a mishnah beforeshes. Yeah, why? So perhaps we can make the following suggestion: we spoke about once before that. In a somewhat different context, we should draw a distinction between the Raisis and the Rabbonans. The Raisis we call Yisurei Hefta, the Etzim, it's Aser. And if it's be'etzem aser, nothing to talk about. Yesh kinyan en kinyan. It doesn't apply. It's like oral and kalayim. Nothing to talk about. However, once you get into the realm of the Rabbanons, we called it Issa Gavro. There's a lashon we use from the Nesivis and Ramesh HaChochma and Parashat Shoftim, that if you did it b'shogeg, it's not a problem, you weren't rebelling against Chazal. Then it's arguable that the fundamental nature of Yisurim de Rabbanon is Apia Torah She'erucha. Should follow the dictates of Chazal. And if it's a Kiyum, which it is fundamentally, then we can say it's basically a mitzvah. Mitzvah l'shuva divrei chachamim. And therefore, we can apply the principle of Yesh Kinyan, perhaps. Now, this issue is discussed again by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman at some length. Somewhat surprising results. He has three simonim in a row, not less, which we didn't touch really. Yud Dalet through Tezayin. What will happen? Situations such as the Kinyan the Zman, that they do with the so called Heta Mechira. For 2 years, the Rabbi Yitzchak Lachonin was matir based upon Shem and Hamor from the Rav of Chevron, Sfarad Shagodol, and he had it sent from Berlin to Kovna because he didn't have it. That's what all the Mufsvarim talk about. Okay. So now, at the end of the day, he says, this is not such a full sale. So after three full simonim, Yud Dalet, Tezvov, and Tezayim, which span many, many, many pages, at the end, he says, the very end, Tezayin of the last paragraph. He said that even if you're going to rely upon the heter for 2 years for the payris, avodas hakarka, forget about it. Lo mistaber klal lahokel b'mechir l'zman. Even if someone would want to be make on the mechira forever, maybe belongs to the guy permanently. Maybe at least some shittas. It's all in this man, he says, forget about it. Oh. The Paris, maybe. Then in the very next Simon Yud Zayin, he writes in Sivkot and Beis, one more time, Yishol Lechem Elo Lenachrim, remember the Avkas Roche on the Pasa Shulchan, then you'll say, Kinyan is man, which should work, because the Paris belongs to the guy. Oh, so that's for that perspective, it's going to work. Now we have that Gro. We spoke about the Gro yesterday. The Gro says in Sivkot Chafes that compares Bizman Hazeh to Surya with respect to Yesh Kinyan. Here's a Nupshat. A Nupshat. We had one Pshat a little bit yesterday, only for based on Chavov in the Bira Gro. It's a new word he has over here. So, like this. Very, it's fascinating. He says, we think that Surya is more kal because its sanctity is lower. That's what I thought all the time. As many as the kash against the Gra, to say for a truma holds, Ika Kedusha Shnia Batla B'Zman Hazeh, but the Gra elsewhere doesn't seem to hold that way. So what's happening? Look what he says. He says like this. All Yesh Kinyan does, Eina Megarea Klalas Kedusha Sa'aretz, Elapot Derak Me'achiyuvim Hatluyim Baretz. That's what the Gra holds. Surya Yesh Kinyan Ein Zed Dafka Mishem De Kedusha Sa Kalisha. It's weaker Kedusha. Elasover Sheesh Kam Svar Acheres. Look what he says. The Bishlam Machiv Do Raisa Shap Ramina and Shachiv Mutal Ala Karka. Bainam Ishla Yisrael, Bainam Ishla Akum. Vishap Yerosu Yisrael, Lechel Mipirio Lava Babashviz, Avon Azoretz. Ava Bisha Sadi Shalakum. It's an Eretz Yisrael. Good. Masha Enke Besuya. The Lo Machai Betrumus Maisis Shviz, Alam Adrabon, and Efshalomar. Look, listen to this. Shalochivu Osam Chachamim from the beginning. Ele Besodol Shal Yisrael. Abalohitilu Klal Chachamim Dinim Vechiyuvim Li Yisrael. Al Sodol She'enan Shalahen. Wow. From the very beginning, from the get-go, it's only situation in Syria. We have to worry if the land belongs to Israel. Wow. And therefore, we can say as follows. Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. We can say, Einam noagim elo davka b'sdos Yisrael v'lo b'shal nachrim. Whoa. A new chiddush. Just like in Syria, it's only b'shal Yisrael. Otherwise, it just doesn't get started. So too b'Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. Nafka b'kidil gadola ben Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh l'Syria. When it comes to Surya, what does it say? That's the Mishnah we had before, Chalad Dal Zayim. Hachocha mekabel vasoch esodim and akum potter. Raman Perik Aleph and Trumas Halacha Yud Zayin. Why? Even though the Yisrael is the Bailim. At the end of the day, in Surya, yesh kinyan la'akum aflaf koas kedusha miguf hakarka. Because they only gave it kedusha when it's owned by a Jew. Why? So when the Israel rented from the goy, and he has the ability to plant it and plow it, etc. Maybe a chayiv even according to the gro in Meisim and in Shvius. Because Beikir Adin Yesh Kinyan Omer B'Shas, the Gra holds, it's because Nasas Kachut starts, that wouldn't apply over here, only in Syria. That's what starts very, very Chomer. Watch how it's going to turn around. V'hol v'chein li'ol ez da'iti le'efshar, d'nei nami da'filu l'man d'omar Yesh Kinyan, mikol makom hainu da'fka ba'akum shekona karka. Avalok shurak orius, also Chere has it for 2 years, perhaps potentially the same. Mikom b'Syria,
Alright, Habaylin, the one who's in charge of the fruit, is Akum. You know who he quotes it from? The Rogachover. The Rogachover. Wow. Open your Rambam, Rabosai. Hilchas Trumas. Please open up. Hilchas Trumas. Perek Aleph. Give a look. The Rogachover. Wow. The end of Perek Aleph in Hilchas Trumas. Is as follows. Halacha Yud Zayin. Where's it coming from? The Mishnah we just learned. That Chalad Dal Zayin. Yisrael she'oris the goy b'suriyo peiros the p'turim and amaisus. V'shein le'beguf ha'kaka klum. V'yesh kinyan the goy b'suriyo lefkiyon amaisus. Moshe b'yarn. Chen ha'chocha mekabal v'socha shtodem es goy b'suriyo potem en ha'chumas v'men amaisus. Good. Yud Ches. Yisrael shall look after Syria, Sodom, and Agoi. Achlo, he via shlish. Vachosu, mechoro, the goi, meachash, he via shlish. So, what happened? At the critical time of shlish, who did it belong to? Yisrael. Imchosa, Yisrael, the kocha, pam, shnia, raise the chai, but chumus, and meisus. Train the schaiva beyond Yisrael. Okay. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Aloch Yud Ches. Why did Jew have to back? He brought it back a second time. Shim Lokein, have the dog and goya potter. Yesh the gam game. Meachash in the schaiva beyond Yisrael and the shlish. Abi should be at goyalo, have the li potter. The Rikurka says. Lav dafka shechaz of a lokach hasode. Do adin chaz of a lokach haperis from Mirchon to the Virashi, the court of the Loch Yud Gimel. Shekema shebisho shebo le shas meisris hoyu bekar ko'o of the Jew. Vachakach Mirchon hu vehem shalo chayef.
That's what it suggests. Ubikom akom yesh mokom lebal din lachok azev alom adol yolam bina and shiachs and yak yak makarka. Uvit shuvas Rabbeinu kosav chayeves ho vehevia shlish biyad Yisrael vi'ato im akarka biyad Yisrael nirish umatzrich shiachs and yik negam akarka. End quote. Of course, the question becomes, why is this so? Why is it so? Here's the answer, Rabbi Osai. We're talking about Surya. In Surya, the Ikechim was only on the Bailin. Only on the Bailin. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, if it was cut off the ground, owned by the Goy, it's Potter, even if Mircho Nachakacha Yisrael. Having said all this, Chizim Shleim Zalman, Mechir Lizman works for the Paris. Maybe it even works for what we call Avodas Karka Derabonan. Some of the Gedolim are matter for Jews to do Avodah Derabonan in the field. Why? Because for that, we rely on the Gura, the Eretz Yisrael Bizman Azeh is like Surya. Schiris is enough. So why don't we just do only Schiris? We'll get where you can get do much better from the perspective of Lo Sechonim. As the Shlomo Zalman, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. Because we're worried about Kedusha Shvius. And Kedusha Shvius is Ikro Doraisa. Can't rely on the Gro alone. Wow. So therefore we have to sell it for the Kedusha Shvius aspect for 2 years. But even if that's not such a perfect sale, we can rely upon it with respect to the Avodas Derabonon. This being the case of us, where does it come out? We spoke about this just earlier. We said before that maybe Yesh Kinyan Besuria was an Issa Gavra. All the Rabbonon is a Gavra, not Cheftza. So we said it's a mitzvah, not an Issa. Mentioned a few minutes ago. That's what we suggested. That's Bedofen Klali. Rav Shlomo Zalman is exactly the same vart, Ofen Prati. That they only were mechayev in Syria, land owned by a Jew. Not owned by a Jew at that time. They never were mechayev in the first place. You don't have to come on to, of course. There never was a chiv in the first place. Perhaps. Oh. But now, Rabbi Osai, I want to discuss two very, very important inyanim, which are very controversial. This is going to lead us into the sugya of Sichim. Somebody said we're going to set Sichim today. I said, I don't know. But let's first discuss these inyanim on the way to Svich. We're coming. The first one, Rabbi Osai, is the Isur of Ne'evad. We saw, if you recall, the Rambam in Perek Dal and Nechol Shmita V'Yovel, Halacha Chavov. So, in the case of Mishnah, has a very terse comment on that Rambam. He writes, Uve Mishnah lo pirishkein. He backed out what he said in the Mishnah. What he said in the Mishnah, if you look in the Mari Kurkos, he quotes the whole Rambam from what he said in the Mishnah. He spoke about the issue of Ne'evad. But once he backed out from that pshat, perhaps issue Ne'evad does not exist. There is no such issue. That's what he writes in the Tshuva, Siman Tezvav. There's no such issue. If you look in Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezvav, in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, what the Rambam say? If a person was over and Zorah B'Shvi'is, it's an issue of Svichim. Svichim. But beyond that, there's no other issue. There is no issue of Ne'evad. Only issue of Svichim. If you take a look back, Rabbi Osai, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph in Ramba, and the Perek Gimel in Hilchos Shmita, Rambam writes, person, he shouldn't do something or other, whole thing. You're supposed to uproot the fruit. If you didn't, it's mutter. I bet tzach nevad. Nevad's not a problem. So it would appear. You take a look, Rabbi Osai, we discussed it a little bit yesterday, in the Rush, in Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis. Please give a look. The Rush, Perek Dalid Mishnah Beis. Sodah and the Taiva, if you recall.
Beis Hillel and Ochlin, can I eat the fruit? Explains the Rosh why. Why? The Rosh seems to say, Pligi Beis, Shame Beis Hillel, Imut Alecha Perasea, Bishvis, and we pass like Beis Hillel, there's no Yisrael of Neman at all. So it would appear. The Ravid, however, disagrees, sharply disagrees. The Ravid says, in Alecha Tetzvav, which just came from the Perigta Alecha Tetzvav, that the Rambam is much too lenient. The Ravid writes, Lomatzino bizarre bishvir shem heter. Shereyamru anoteva mabek poros from Abiyom, the Fnei Rosh Hashanah, also the Kaima bishvirs. You have to uproot it. Fanoteva bishvirs made it Yakor. You have to uproot it. Look at that. And if they're referring to a case of Nizru, Lomashkacha salabiz zro goi, inabimakoma shvirs with the ram. But if Yaakov means it's also b'diyevet, the truth is that the Ravid in Masechta Sukkah, we'll get to that Masechta, it's not in the Makoros yet, very important sugya, we'll get to it, seems to hold as an Iser of Nevad, even if it's Nevad Ayadei Goy. Take a look at Rabosai and open up your Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. No, Perek Gimel, excuse me. Halachi Yud Aleph, where we came from before. So there's a Marie Kurkus about it. The Marie Kurkus is a lengthy discussion here at, in Perek Gimel, Halachi Yud Aleph. And in the minute, towards the very end, towards the very, very end, he says the last few lines, Vim lo okar ladas rabbeinu aperis mutarin. Aval Ramban uksas merishonim nirin shesorvim shapeiros asurim kevan da the yisur bo voyachayev lakor. This is the yisur of Nevad. Yisur of Nevad. That's the peiros azoka that we spoke about before. The sugim esechta yevamis of kuf chav bezam and aleph. What is azoka? What does the peiros azoka mean? So what perhaps it means is Eretz Avuda Umetuyeves. So writes the Ravid. Eretz Avuda Umetuyeves. And we say that the Peres are permissible. We don't believe what the guy is telling us. But if we would believe what he was telling us, it would be Usur. Because it's Nevad. Now, however, there is a caveat, which I didn't see, I only discovered this because the Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky quoted it. I brought a Gemara in Yevamos with me. Always good to see things in the original. Those of you who have the Otzer, have a Gemara Yevamos in front of you. So the Gemara Yevamos itself is Kuf Chav Beis, which is the last half of the Masechta. What does it say? Akam Sheyamoka Peres Vishuk. So we ignore it. But what's wrong if it were a Me'uzak? What's wrong with it? So it could be never. So the Nebuka Yosef, those who have a, if you have a Gemara Yevamos, I'm not sure if it's in the Otzer, they have the back of some of the Meforshim, they don't have everything. Yes, presumably the goy is the one who did the avod over here. So you see, of course, a riot to the shitas ha-ravid, b'pshuto. Says, I'm finding it now, but he seems to say that the only time there's a problem it is in a case in which the goy did the work bishlichus shel Yisrael.
So if Yisrael sent the guy to do the work, then there would be a problem of Nevad. But not if the guy did the work on his own. Different story. A different story. Okay? Bekitzer, this is what the poskim say. The Raivad in Sukkah seems to say it's also all the time. If a guy did avoda, for whatever reason, what should the problem be? Maybe it's the Isra and the Karka, as we said before. So even though the guy did it, it's still considered a violation on our part what he did. According to the others, he only said it in the case of where the Jew sent him. Let me read it to you from the original. I found this in the Sefer of Chaim Kanievsky. He knows, he has it all. Let's see if we can find it. Perek Dalet. Yeah. The Rav is Gam im of the Goy Osir. And that's the Rav in Sukkah. Aval Muke Yosef, Yivam Sham Kosav, the Dafkem of the Yisrael, O Goy Bishlichus Yisrael Osir. Okay, so it's a bit of a more of a somewhat more lenient. Somewhat more lenient. But there's a following Shiloh. Following Shiloh. V'yesh Lion is in Kuf Peches and Tzina Lachem. Im Osru Nevad Ga B'dvorim She'ein B'am Kedush Shvis U'lechorei Nafgamina. It's a kind of a knas. Who cares if there's Kedush Shvis or if there's no Kedush Shvis? V'chein Nira Be'egeras Moron the Chazanish Simon Yuzayim, which is printed at the end of the Sefer B'tzarachiyun. He's not sure. What's it all about? We said before, when we discussed Svichin, then we said, if Issa Svichin would be Doraisa, would be a problem. So the Chazanish there said, Itanya Tanya, you see that's Kedusha Svichin. We said, no. Svichin is a separate Isser. Many Psukim away. I told you, if you're looking in the Chumash Vayikra, one of them is in Pasuk Vav, one's in Pasuk Chof. Two different, they're 14 Psukim away from each other. That's what I thought. Not only that, but the Gra says in his Perish on Yerushalmi, beginning of Perit Tes, what they call Ksav Yad Beis, the Yerushalmi that we have in the Otzer has it. It's the Oz V'Hoda print. I have an art scroll that also has the same print. You'll see it's there. They have Ksav Yad Beis from the Gra. Quote: Hanizroim biyad b'shvius asurim b'achila midoraisa. Wow, so he's that's a serious matter, a serious violation. It could be an Issa Doraisa. Quoted the same thing by here by Reb Chaim. Ayin Bigra Yerushalmi Tes Alach Al Ksav Yad Beis. This Reb Shvius also Midoraisa Vachila. However, the Rashas holds, like the Rambam, that Nizra's mutter. So Machlokos Gedoli was shown him with opinions ranging from Aser Midoraisa to mutter. And there's those who hold this Aser Midorabanan. Now, Chazanish says, what will happen according to the Ravid if you planted it before Shvius, but you worked the field illicitly on Shvius? He thinks it would be mutter. That's netaiva. Rabbi also knew about the mission of netaiva. The answer is, you planted it before. You're just playing with it. You're plowing, you're making it better. That would not warrant an issue. Oh. It's interesting. We saw a Rambam, that the Rambam said, you're supposed to be okay, but if you weren't okay, it is mutter. So I thought the rival would disagree. No. No. The Ravid, as cited over here by the Bir Halacha of Chaim Kanievsky and Derech Amuna, the Maschil Ovar, says no. That even the Ravid who says it's usur is only if it was done on Shvius. The case of the Rambam is Tosefa Shvius.
Tosefta Shir is Rav, he agrees with the Bedi'evi. Okay, this Adkan, the first part of the Shir, is about Nevad. Second part of the Shir. We now turn our attention to its cousin. Its cousin is Meshumar, or Shamur. Once again, you have fundamental disputes on Dinim Daraisa amongst the Gedolei HaRishonim. Let's start with the Rash in Perek Ches Mishnah Vav. Okay, Rabbi Osi, everyone turn to the Rash, Perek Ches Mishnah Vav. See what he says. Quote Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi says, as follows. Ves in vain is Yerechel Osifzar, min ha-shomor ba-oretz yata bozer, ava bozer atom min ha-mufkar. Whoa. Here, a distinction between Shamur and Mufkar. What does that mean? What do the words mean? Let's see how the Rash understands this Yerushalmi. Pirish. What does that mean? What do the words mean? In other words, Min HaShamur Baretz Ein Ata Botzer. Bozer, you're not allowed to do. But if you're not going to be Bozer, it's permissible to eat the fruit. He denies that there's an independent Isser of Meshumar. However, not everyone agrees to this. The Vilna Gaon and Shnos Eliyo says no. To the contrary, it's Usser. I, at the Bozer min HaMufkar, Hefker. That means, you know what it means? Shalom kederach abotzrim. Shalom kederach abotzrim. If you take a look here, Rabosai, in the Rosh, the Rosh says, Tanur Rabbanan, Bez inven is yirechel osivtzar, min hashamar ba'oratat ein chabotzer, b'shvi'is. Abotat tzomen amufkar, says the Rosh, Lo sifto kederach abotzrin, like the Rash. So in other words, it's Meshumar, and kederach abotzrin is a problem. Not kederach abotzrin is mutter. He reads Yerushalmi to say, there is no issue of Meshumar. And the Gros said, no, everything's one notch up. Where's this machlokas earlier? Rashi and Tosfos. The machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, I guess, to see. And Yevamos, that same daf, is Azika's story. So some said it means Nevad. No. Tosfos says, Pirish Bekuntris, Mi Pardes Me'uzak L'Meshumar, U'Shviyesu. That's what he quoted in opinion. The Kosh Alo, Ikodem Abir, Lola Mutter. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi was Meshumar's Mutter, like the Rash. V'yein Nirler Benetam, he's the main protagonist of Benetam. Which he learns, as the Gral learned it, lechumra. That means whatever is meshumer is absolutely prohibited. The same machlokas we had before in the Rash and the Gral is the machlokas Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban here in Yevamos and in the Chumash is Mekil, the Balamor and the Ravid. So now is a Minchas Chinuch. Does anyone know what the Minchas Chinuch is? Chelek Aleph. I put it back on the shelf yesterday. Try to be a good citizen. And this is gonna be hard for me to read, but okay. I put the good one back. Michelle and Ro Tachas Tovu. They gave me the. That's bad, but it's hard to read. You found it? I guess some guys learn Minchas Chinuch. Give him one back. Okay. It's easy to read. Thank you so much. So the Minchas Chinuch has something very interesting. We read a Minchas Chinuch yesterday in Parshas Kisisa. Right. The day before. Now about in Parshas Mishpatim. mitzvah shmitas karkos. Towards the end, he discusses as follows. Betosis, if you pluk the yaperis min amishuma osur b'achila imlaf. Whole machlokes. What's it about? Shomei svichim. That's one of the... Let's first read the Tosis. You all have Tosis in front of you. You should have the Otsu, or you'll get a Gemara Yevamos. I read it from Tosis first. V'yim Toma, Tanya v'Toras Kohanim, and the Bava Metzir Kuf Yudches, Shomei Svichim, Notlin Schorah Mitzuma Salishka, Mimashki Yisrael, and Amutal Yisrael. But if Meshuma is also the Yisrael, Rabbeinu Shalom, if Meshuma is Treif, so how in heaven's name are you going to allow this to be used as a carbon? It's treif. Omeri, shalohayu shom rimos. Don't take shmir literally. Elamonim ragle behema misham. Umadin of the other misham that sorach umufkun amil. Again, they just tell it, but they don't stop him from taking it. Umufkun amil, according to this opinion of Rabbi Natan, lo shari lifts or yade shinui. Everything's one step up. Uvavitoras kanim de katonim and a mishumer. Yet the boats means I feel yade shinui. Because it's treif. Ochel, if you take it off a shinu. Okay, this is muf. This is Rabbeinu Tam sheet. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch and says like this. Mitzad HaSvara, who's right? Who's right Mitzad HaSvara? I wouldn't open my mouth. Svara. G'dol Olam, I'd be afraid to tread. Who's right Mitzvara? I would say absolutely zero. But Minchas Chinuch wasn't afraid to give a Svara. Who's right? Look what he says. Bishlama yamina dihi afkata de malka that Torah hifkira. Him came. When it says in the Torah, as in Venezirech, lo sivtar, timitsuvim call Yisrael, shalolishmar peiris. Kia ese ena mutal ala bala nashitazu. Rakmemela havi hefker, that Torah hifkira. Umitsuvim call Yisrael, shalolishmar peiris. V'yim nishmeru, he suggests, asurim aperos l'shita seil. In other words, it's hefka by itself. So therefore you are required, you member of Klal Yisrael, are required not to watch it. It's hefka by itself. And if you watch it, it's also. Yeah. Avol inayim adai mitzvah hu al abalim sheyafkiru. That's the mitzvah. Im kenim abalim kimu amitzvah yafkiru. Va'acherim hayu shomim aperis. Someone else is watching it. Ein svara shei osru. Why should it be osru? I did mine. V'yesh lom apirish akos of invin nizirecha. Hainu sh'abaylim ifrishim v'chule. Ab mabaylim kedin osru. Mehechi teisa sheyosrim acherim shomrim. Im kein lusvara zuha yonicha. Masha shomrim svichim. Deinim nesorim klab b'shmiras acherim. How do you like that? So he's pilpling over here. He says, even if you'll assume that the problem of Meshumar, is it only if the Bailim or somebody else? He says, if it's Afkata the Malka, everyone, Ali Yidin HaMetzuvim. So it's also no matter what. But if, look at the case of Mishnah, Beis Yosef, I have to be mafkir. So if I'm mafkir and someone else watches it, there should be no issue of Mishuma. So I'm going to correct myself. He doesn't discuss whether there's an issue of Mishuma or not Mishvara. Assume there's an issue of Mishuma that it exists, because Vena Tam, would it only be if the Baalim are Mishamer? Or if anyone's Mishamer? Seems to me that that's a question here in Tosfos. Tosfos here says that if someone else would be Mishamer, would be an issue of Mishuma. He says, don't take it literally. So Tosfos Yevamos. They didn't really watch it. They were just say people shouldn't go to waste, but they wouldn't stop anybody from taking it. Oh. So that's what I thought, based on the Minchas Chinuch. Interestingly, I found a svara that somebody had told me in a shir. I sort of poo-pooed it, and I have to eat my words. It's in the Derech Amuna in Perek Dalet, Sivkotin Kuf Samachtes. Okay, gonna find things here. Kuf Samach Tes. He quotes from his father, the stipler.
The stipler said something fascinating. That even if you hold that it's afkata the malka, namely that it is it's automatically. Let me find this if I can. Oh. He quotes him Kilas Yaakov for his father, Yevamah Simon Yud Sivkot and Beis. It's in Reish Pehei in the Tzion of Halachos. What does he quote? Mitzvah Aseh LaHashmit LaHafkir. Then he says, some say the Mabit Afkata the Malka. Umikomakom Yeshka Mitzvah LaBam LaHafkir. Who suggested that to me? Someone said that before. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought. Okay, I have to eat my words. The stipler said it. You compare it to Kiddush, or you compare it to Bechor? Right, you compare it to Bechor. I said, Bechor, that's by Kedusha. You want to make more Kedusha? Okay, but Hefka is already Hefka. No, you're Mechavah to the stipler. Pile ploy mamish. Call home. Tell me you get an extra cookie when visiting day. I'll send you an extra cookie or something. Mechavah to the stipler. Wow, that's done. Okay? That's a very big Kiddush. If the stipler is correct, even according to my bit is a mitzvah, then we can say against the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch is assuming, I think it's assuming like me, if you're like the my bit, I've got to the market, there's no point in anyone else being this. Ain't this a Chalisa, ain't Hefka, Kala Hefka. Kiddush is different. Just want to bring it to your attention. Fine. So let's open to the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Dalet. Please, Perek Dalet, Halacha Chav Dalet, and Rambam. See what it says. Dalet, Chav Dalet. Mitzvah says, "Lashmit kol ma'ase tozi yoras b'shviyas shenemar, v'ashviyas tishmitena unetashta." V'chol anoel kamo, so today b'shviyas pitul mitzvah says, "V'chein avstav kol peiros azog beisav, ale yafkir akol." V'yadakol shavim b'kol mokash, nev yochla evyone yamecha. V'yesh lo lo havi mat l'toch besuch k'derach shemavim min ha-hefker. All right? Chomish kadeh shemen, chomish chomish kadeh yayin. V'm hei v'yesim izeh, mutter. What mutter mean? Pashas mutter means he denies the yisir m'shumah. Posh up shad that way. Doesn't have any yisir m'shumah. Now, we already pointed out the issue of Meshumah Ayah De'acher. I want to bring you, we read it from the Minchas Chinuch. But let's read it now from, once again, from the Derech Amunah, from Chaim. Here he has in Perek Dalet, Kuf Ayin Tes. Let's see if we can find the right thing, hold on. Minute, please. Well, I'll find it. Somewhere here, I guess I have to walk, not find the right place. Somewhere on this page, page 252, where he suggests that there's no Isser. Let's see if I can find it. 1 minute. Wrong place. Kuf Ayin Dalet. It's my mistake. Bitlam is to say, says the Rambam. Vein Isser Lishmer El Ala Bailim. Avil Inish Di Alma Imush Alam Umoneachem Likonis Grumma Bi Almahu. Umemela Ein Gam Isser Shum 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 Shum. That's the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. He's Peshit. Who's he quoting over here? Chazanish. Who's Chazanish says so? Chazanish. But it's against Tosis and Yevamis. Tosis Yevamis says it's a problem of Meshumah by the other people. Shom is Svichin if they were doing it for real. Yeah, but it's another Tosis. A Tosis Fakert. There's one day in Tosis Menachos Pei Dalet that he interprets that way. Ktzircha Unazirecha Amirachmana Didach in Velo Shel Hektish. Okay. Now the Ramban in Chumash. Is it Ramban Vayikra? I think I left on my desk. Those who have it in the Yotz can look it up. Has an interesting line. Perek Chafei, that's in Parshas Bahar. Pasuk Hey. He denies Issa Mishuma. No such thing. But the Yevet, if Reuven watched his field illicitly, the fruits themselves are not prohibited. Not allowed to do it. But the food is okay. Yivamis Kufchav Beis Azakahem. Rashi says that would be a problem. What's the problem? This is what the Ramban says. Is all of this in Rashi, in Yevamis? I'm not sure it's all there. Those who have more Yevamis should look up their own Yevamis. The Ramban is quoting the Rashi in Yevamis, but not completely clear what's there. Shalazika, what did Rashi say? Mi paradis muza vegeta savavlo l'shamro hishnas shvius. Kashali ma'isa yeshkan. Of his man a beer, losh to men a mishul, losh to men a mufkar, asurim, v'kodem as man eile v'ele mutarim. So what's it all about? Well, Azika is the name of his city in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, u'peroseh mishubachim. Okay. Says the Ramban, as follows. And he gives reasons why. Well, it's a Jewish field. He's only a shekrap. Okay. It belongs to a Jew. Oh, shall Yisrael umocher ayado. He's telling the Jews. So all these things have a Jew involved. Oh, the fourth O is the most amazing. Shema ein kinyan legoy be'eretz Yisrael lafkir din eshvius for gozru lafkir Yisrael. Completely goyish. A guy owns the field, a guy planted, a guy did everything. And it's still a potential problem. This is already a big chiddush. Those who have the Otzer, they have what they call Biyuri Ramban, which come from a more updated version of the Oz V'Hodah Chumash. I have the Oz V'Hodah Mekros Gedolos. It's not bad. But then they have a super fancy version with Biyuri Ramban. It goes on pages and pages. And there in the Biyuri Ramban, they talk about this. Let Os Kuf Tzad again, but you'll see. It's a very big chiddush. The Pashup Shot is it's not a problem at all. Reb Chaim talks about this in Tzion HaLacha, Shin Tezvov. The Tamal Ramban, Shin Istapik was there. The Chaznish couldn't believe it. What's the suffix? Shall goy is mutter. Rabbi Natan said it's mutter. Ayyavamus kufchav beis? No. Means goy is mocha shalokach mi Yisrael. The first three pshatim in the Ramban, not the fourth pshat. So they all think it's too much of a chumr. Oh. Halacha lemaisa. How do we pask in the Meshumer? Is it asr or is it mutter? Chazanish says asr. Chazanish says mutter. The steeris in Chazanish. Comes along, his nephew, Reb Chaim, his defender, and said, what are we going to do? A steerer. Mamash a steerer. So he writes like this. Ulamaisa efshal ismach ala mekilim. Umish yochal hachem atov alav bracha. On the bottom of Shin Yud Zayin, came Posak Chazanish, the Rikurkus, it's mutter. We should be machmir, because in Simen Chav, that's in Simen Yud, Kotan Vav. But Simen Chav Vav say to Rashvius, Os Aleph, Os Hey, Kotan Vav, Hachmir. There are two letters. One is mach, one is mekel. Kvonishal Azeh, Hey Shiv, you're not going to do this answer. Sharotza Sheyia Stira. I wanted to be a Stira Chazanish. I want it to be a steer. The people should get a little bit, they should try to be machmer because I said one place that it's also. And in the pinch, they can be a maker. So it's mutter. Wow.
V'chen ba'atzma, for himself, ha'yamachma v'zeh. Look at my father's letters, crying at the Igrisa. That's his father's letters. Etc. That's what it says over here, believe it or not. However, there's a beautiful sefer called Mishpatei Eretz. What a beautiful sefer. He has in the back, a Talmud of Chazanish has a different resolution to this contradiction. Page 268. In Simen Yud, he said it's mutter. Simen Tes, he said it's mutter. Ach lemaise kemat shlo hoya din nogea. Why? Shrei ha-mishamrim lo hoya nosim lo kachas v'peiro sein. They wouldn't sell it to you. So therefore, in Seder HaShvi'is, which he wrote Tov Fresh Tzadi Zayin, 1937, before his first Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael, Li Yisr. Why? It was impossible to use it. It was just Seder HaShvi'is HaMaisa. But since he held really, it's Mutter, as he said in Simen Yud, after many years, they found a way to buy the Peiros and Yerokos. There should be no Yisr of Svichin. And there was no knas to the Mishamrim. All long story. And therefore the Maaseh was making an Issur Mishumer. They found a way how to get out of this problem. Because he'd buy from the Sochurim, not from the Mishamrim. And how did they get out of the problem of Sochur? They had a funny way to get out of it. But he didn't write the Seder, he didn't change the Seder of Shvius. Even when he printed it in the last year of his life, almost, Tavshin Yud Beis. Because the Maaseh, there's no way to buy it from a Choshud. But the Maisa, he holds it Meshumer's Mutter. That's why there's no real steer. Look at that, page 268. A little bit complicated. That's what he said. So now, Rabosai, I said we're going to start, hopefully, the issue of Svichim today. We have 3 minutes to learn about Svichim. I told somebody to try to start. Open Rabosai, the Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Perek Tes, Mishvius, Mishnah Aleph. Just going to take a very brief beginning. Tomorrow, we're going to focus on the sugya of Svichim. Let's begin. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. What does it say? A whole bunch of things, Keturim from Meiser, and you can buy it on Shvius, no problem. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol ha-svichim mutarin, chutz mi-svichei kruv, she'ein kayotze v'em b'yirokos asod. Lacham Omerim, Kol ha-svichim Asurim. What's this Svichin Asurim? What's this all about? What does this mean? What's it all about? Let's read the Rosh. The Rosh is usually shorter than the Rash. Kol HaSvichin Mutarin, says the Rosh, B'shal Shishis Sheniklasu L'Shvius. D'i B'Svichim Shegodle B'Shvius Mizroam Shenoshu Eshtakad Oshiyotza Mi'ikri Ha'irokos Asurim Achila. Rabbi Akiva Men HaTorah. So you learned already in Pesachim Dun Alf. U'Rabbanim Edivrei Sofim K'detayim HaTorah Skonim. What's he saying? That the pasuk is referring to after the beer. Before the beer, svichim is only with the rabbanon. There's a famous Shitas Rashi. And before the beer, there is no reason to svichim at all. Not with the verses mishnayos that seem to say to the contrary. This is what the Rosh says. What will happen, Rabosai? According to the Rosh, if it begins to grow in the sixth year, and it comes into the seventh year. That's what we're talking about over here. That's mutter. Sviche shishis v'nichasu l'shvius ayri umutarim. Umutarim, Rabosai. Umutarim. Umutarim. Why? What's the whole reason for this sviche? You plant it and Shemitah, and say it happened by itself. But if we can see it before Rosh Hashanah, Right? We'll make inspection in Erev Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon. We see that. What did he plant it in Shemitah? How did he get there in Erev Shemitah? So the whole reason does not apply in such a circumstance. This is Shitas HaRosh, and the Rosh holds exactly the same way. Who argues with them? I mentioned it once before, very briefly. The Rambam. In Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Beis. Why? Because there's a famous Gemara with respect to Meiser. Hayerech Kishas Lekitosa. As opposed to Chanata and Avoah Shlish, by Paris, Elin, and Tua, respectively. Yerek Basal Lekit. You may have learned about Estric, Kedusha Nav Beis. You may have come across that. We'll come to Estric a little bit later on. So the Rambam, the same as your father, Lekita, with respect to Meiser, presumably Kedusha Shvias called everybody. Even with respect to Svichin as well. And many of the Mefarshi HaMishnah, those of Mefarshi Rishalmi, say the same way. The Mara Haponim and the Rishalmi, the Rashas, Rash Surlio, like the Rambam, not a Das Yochid. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we have discussed Barichus, these part about Svichin Shvias, especially out of the Shmai. Today is a Shivasa Batamas. There's no official afternoon Seder. If you want to learn, it's Butter. And we'll daven Marim.